The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Consider it to be a good day or a good morning. Have you thought about that? It's Tuesday, the 15th of September, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here to enthrall you with all kinds of knowledge and conversation and input. 888-302-3684. You can start there if you are a chatter. If you're a writer, you go to facebook.com/good day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So in the sphere that's known as social media, Donald Trump still seems to trump everybody else. Get it, Kenny?
That's huge. Yeah.
First one that ever did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is the numbers here? As I look around, Mrs. Clinton seems to be off. Trump seems to be holding his own, if not gaining a little bit. And Carly Fiorina looks like she's doing well. What other numbers am I missing?
No, that's about it.
Yeah.
There's been, you know, Rick Perry dropped out over the weekend.
Oh, no. What a sad moment that was for me. I looked at, I was thinking of Jennifer because she loved to have Perry. She thinks he's handsome. What does that do for me?
Didn't do much for him.
Didn't do much for him. But do you have to? We have to have a handsome or a pretty president? How many people think Hillary Clinton? This is a sexist question. Is Hillary Clinton pretty? Is Carly Fiorina pretty? Do the same standards hold for them as we think holds for men? We have said any number of times here and elsewhere that the if Dwight Eisenhower were running for president today, he wouldn't win because he was bald, didn't have any hair. If you don't have any hair, you can't be president. If you're not good looking, you can't be president. If you're not snappy and witty, you can't be president. So does Hillary lose because she's older and some people think she's frumpy? Does Carly Fiorina, listen to Donald Trump, you'd think that Carly Fiorina wasn't very attractive at all. Is that what you're thinking? You want to vote for an attractive candidate. What's that gotten you? Obama, attractive? Yeah, okay. What's that done for us? George Bush, good-looking guy? Yep, okay. What's that done for us? Bill Clinton, good-looking guy? Yeah. I don't know. You can argue what he did or what has been done. But do we, seriously, look at Angela Merkel. She's not a very attractive lady, is she? Or is she? How'd she get elected? Remember, what's her face? That was the prime minister in England. Why did that name just went go out of my head?
Thatcher.
That's Margaret Thatcher. She wasn't particularly attractive. So do we have different standards for women than we do for men? And I'm not assuming anything. I'm not agreeing with myself that Hillary's not that attractive or Carly Fiorina's not that attractive. What would you say to, what's Brady's wife's name? Giselle Bunchbinger or whatever her name is.
Yeah, her.
Right, her. Right. What about her as president? She's attractive. Who else could we come up with? Lady of my life is attractive. Think she'd make a good president? I'm just thinking about the people. See how silly this all is? Doesn't this sound silly to be talking about this? It sounds silly. But yet, if you look around, a lot of people make their judgments. I'll bet friends of yours, you certainly wouldn't make your judgment that way, but I'll bet a lot of your friends make their judgments. Maybe people you know, maybe they aren't your friends, because if they make judgments like that, they wouldn't be your friends, because they're not smart enough to be your friends. But just people you know. People at work, maybe. Right? People at church or wherever you go to worship, if you do. Maybe you got a social club that you belong to. Maybe there are people in there who vote based on looks rather than intelligence. Well, I would say, and not even intelligence, because the people that have been president are fairly intelligent. Obama seems to be pretty intelligent, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I think his wife is smarter than he is. I think Hillary is smarter than Bill was. I think Laura Bush was a lot smarter than her husband. Let's keep going back. How about the wives of, Jimmy Carter's wife. What do we know? We don't really know that much about her in terms of how intelligent she may have been. She's very supportive of him. And my guess is that she's pretty smart.
How about Nancy Reagan?
Nancy Reagan, pretty smart. Yep, she had a lot of good ideas. I think many of these women married to the presidents are smarter than they are. What do you think of that? I mean, as far back, I don't know anything about Mamie Eisenhower. She was a dutiful wife. So you go after that. What do we know? Next president after that was Kennedy. What about Jacqueline Kennedy? Would she have made a good president? What do you think?
A lot of people liked her.
Yep. LBJ's wife, Lady Bird. Oof. Could have done without her, but then we could have done without him, too. And why do I say that? I've read too much about the two of them together. Leave me cold. They always did. He was a horrible human being. Oof. Now, Richard Nixon's wife, Pat. What kind of a president would she have made? Not very good, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, you don't, again, know. She was very quiet. I have read more about her and how she tolerated him. She really loved him. And he didn't love himself, so if you don't love yourself, you're in a bad way to begin with. All right, let's see. Who else? Pat Nixon. Jerry Ford's wife, Betty. I always thought she was greatly misunderstood. Very supportive. Had her own problems. She's very real. Just because she had drug and alcohol problems, does that make her real? Nah, I think she was just real. Period. She was real.
And you go back that far, even with, into the 80s with Nancy Reagan, we don't know as much as we do today.
Mm-mm.
It's so there's so much more under the microscope.
Yeah. Well, what has changed that? Hillary Clinton? She's changed it more than anything else, right? She was very visible when Bill was president. Very visible.
Yeah, but I think the news media wants to know more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think with Nancy Reagan, I don't think the news media cared that much. What
do
she
you
was
want
up to
know
to.
More? Does the individual who's listening to this conversation, do you want to know more about the wives or the husbands? What about Carly Fiorina's husband? We all know about Bill Clinton, so we don't have to worry. We have to go digging around in there. What do you know about Jeb Bush's wife? What do you know about Ben Carson's wife? What do you know about Donald Trump's wife? This one. As opposed to whoever's been around before. Who else have we got that is prominent? Ted Cruz's wife. I never saw a picture of her. Couldn't tell you that I know what Marco Rubio's wife looks like. I know a lot about Jeb Bush's wife, actually, because of who she is and where she comes from. She was pretty visible when the governor's race. And then when his brother ran for the presidency, or even the father, their children got involved, and the wife was involved. Wasn't she? It seems to me that's how we found out about her. There were a lot of people examining, oh, look at this Hispanic wife of the Bush family, the next leader of the Bush family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so you get my point here. I don't want to overcook this. When you are understanding where the polls are or where these people are, is it about a beauty contest, in essence? Do we really know what Donald Trump's got up his sleeve? Nah, because he's not very really. I think of all the people that are running, and I say this maybe because I'm interested in what she has to say, I think Carly Fiorina has the most to say and the most to offer. I was discussing this last night with Meredith. I'm on again, off again with Trump because he hits the issues that I think are important and therefore is getting the attention that those issues deserve. Carly Fiorina getting attention because she's articulate and she offers a difference. If you look at all the rest of the Republican candidates, they're, pretty blasé, pretty predictable. Trump's not. Carson, kind of is maybe a little bit, but people are paying attention to him because he's different. And maybe the only reason they're paying attention to Carson is because he's not a politician. Yes, no? All these three people are not politicians. And
that's what a lot of people are saying. That's why those three are doing so much better than the rest of the pack.
Right. All right, so give me a little on Trump and whatever else is in social media that we have from our listeners, Kenny.
Let's see. There was a bunch of stuff on Donald Trump. Gail says, the media coverage of Trump has been insane. You don't hear anything much about the other candidates.
Because they don't have anything to say.
She says, as soon as Trump so much as sends out a tweet, the media is all over it.
Why is that? Is it because Trump has...
He's a reality TV star.
Yeah. To be replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's pretty funny in and of itself. For those of you who didn't hear, the announcement was made yesterday that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to replace Donald Trump as the host of The Apprentice. You're, how is he going to say it? You're terminated.
You're terminated.
Right. What else you got, Kenny?
Margaret says, my top choices would be Dr. Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina.
Uh-huh.
A Carson-Fiorina ticket would be a Republican treat.
What's the matter with a Fiorina-Carson ticket? I'd rather see that because she's got more to say and is more open, less judgmental. Socially, she doesn't seem to be weighing in on any of the social topics because that's not what's important. It isn't. It's not what's important. That's my read on it anyway. Okay, one more, Kenny.
Randy says, what voters hate more than the status quo are mudslinging personal attacks. Trump is up now, but continued non-issue attacks could be his undoing.
It's 18 at the hour on Good Day.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Health. healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's now 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have, I will tell you honestly, as I, there's not any reason for me not to be honest with you. That's why I am, and that sometimes is my fault. Being a little too direct or a little too honest. I stopped doing the TV cuts normally over the last however many years, as long as I can remember. In this portion of this hour of the program, we'd go back to the last night's late-night shows, the monologues and stuff. But frankly, I was getting tired of listening to them because they would drivel, not funny. Conan once in a while would be funny. I find Fallon to be insufferable when it comes to trying to do a monologue that's funny because he's not funny and the monologues are not funny. The rest of the show has some value to it, but he doesn't do it for me. And I just thought, you know, Letterman was getting old, and it just didn't work. But we were taking bits and pieces from daytime talk shows, and some of them were quite good. Ellen DeGeneres, I have a great admiration for her and what she does. I happen to really like Steve Harvey. I think he's excellent in anything that he does. He's especially good on The Family Feud. He's a good radio host. He's a good entertainer. And I think Conan has got, you know, he's matured a lot. So anyway, the point is that we're sort of going to take another stab at that. Some of the things that are said on the either late night shows or the daytime TV shows. Let's start today with Ellen joking about 7-Eleven announcing they're going to start delivering.
You don't need to leave your home for anything anymore. You can have anything delivered these days. You could have food or medicine or bribes, anything you want, right to your door. Last week, 7-Eleven announced that they're going to be delivering things right to your home. So, yeah, so if you don't want to get all dolled up to go shop at 7-Eleven, you're in luck. This is an even more convenient convenience store. It's about time. Remember when you had to drive a whole block to find a 7-Eleven? Or worse, walk? Yes. Those were the days. Now, you know, you don't have to huff and puff all the way down to the corner. They're going to bring your smokes right to you, kids.
There you go. Thank heavens for 7-Eleven, right?
Oh, thank heavens.
Steve Harvey jokes about his two youngest children leaving to go to college.
I had my first weekend as an empty nester. Laurie and Winter, going to college. Bye bye, chicken. I'm still partying. Some people people struggle with it. You know, my wife had her moments. I struggled just a little bit and got immediately over it. It's an incredible milestone for us. And letting go is tough. It is tough when your youngest kids go off.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, I was waiting for something else there. I don't know why. Conan O'Brien joking about a Republican women's convention this past weekend.
This weekend was the annual National Federation of Republican Women convention. Or as Donald Trump called it, a total dog show. He would do that and his approval rating would go up 15 points. You're ugly. Up through the roof.
All right. So, also on Conan's program, he came up with some possible catchphrases that Arnold might use on the Apprentice.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the new host of Celebrity Apprentice. That's a real thing that really happened. And everybody is, today in the paper and on the blogs and everything, everyone's wondering what Arnold's catchphrase is going to be, okay? So we thought, let's at least examine some of the possibilities. There's hasta la vista, baby. There's you're terminated. You're expendable. You've been totally recalled. I command what you believe. You're out of the running, man. It's not a tumor, but you are the tumor. That is why we have to remove you. I'll show you collateral damage. Here's the line from my movie called Collateral Damage. Have you seen it? Now you have plenty of time to see it.
All right. Bring in the point. 20. That was funny. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100, coming right up. Should Kim Davis have been jailed for failing her oath to issue marriage licenses to all?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. It's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook and Ron Reagan. Kentucky marriage clerk Kim Davis was jailed momentarily for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Shouldn't she have obeyed her oath of office?
It's interesting because Kim Davis does not just want to express her own conscience and her own sincerely held religious beliefs. She wants to impose those beliefs on others, including the people that work in her own office. It would be one thing if she said, look, I've just got a personal issue with marriage equality, so I'm not going to sign something. But of course, my clerks, if they have no problem with this, and none of them except her son apparently do, they're free to follow their own conscience. But no. Kim Davis wanted to prevent them from exercising their own conscience as well.
I'm probably more upset by her in some ways than Ron will be, and that's because I am a staunch defender of conscience rights and of religious liberty. But she's not a poster girl for that fight, for precisely the reason that Ron suggested, which is that she works for the government. And there is nothing that I can see that exempts her from it.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stepping straight from the snack wells of my kitchen. So now, let's see, how do I recover? Do I need the Heimlich remover? The Heimlich remover. I should call on Jack to do that. Jack, can you do the Heimlich remover?
Yes, it's the volume.
It is, really.
Control on the radio.
Uh-huh. The Heimlich remover. All right.
Yes.
All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to be with us in a matter of moments to update us on some serious issues. Smoking, what it does to you. There's a report today that the state of Massachusetts is going to make buying any of these new gadgets that supposedly keep you from smoking, it's going to be off limits to anybody who's under 21. I mean, that's fairly interesting. Jack's got a new podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, so we'll get to that in a moment. But first, Kenny Kessler and I are overviewing some of the things. You know what, Jack? Actually, this would be an interesting conversation to have because we have heretofore talked about the smoke that's in the air from these fires on the West Coast and what it really does to you. I don't know if we had a conversation with you or with Ron Hoffman or with Ken Kronhaus. All of them are on the staff on the Good Day program. Kenny, do you remember? Because I do. I remember penetratingly looking at this stuff and wondering to myself, how in the name of heavens can these guys survive, even if they have masks on? The smoke is so acrid from these areas. And we have this, this thing started in California last Saturday. The blaze has consumed more than 95 square miles. Hundreds of homes burned to the ground. Thousands of residents are out. Nobody has been killed, thankfully. But this stuff, not only the immediate effects of what's there as it's burning, but what gets up into the atmosphere, Mother Nature taking care of itself, cleansing the air. But sooner or later, what goes up has to come down. So,
absolutely.
What's the impact of this?
Well, this stuff, smoke is just fine particulate ash. You know, the kind of ash that's left around a campfire when you finally put the campfire out to go to bed at night, or your fire in your fireplace.
I burn, yeah. No, my fireplace, I don't use, I have a lot of wood on the farm that I burn up. But during the summertime, I use my fireplace as receptacle for important papers instead of doing what a lot of people do. They put them through a shredder. I burn mine up. And the other day, I burned up a whole pile of paper, and it was a blue flame to it, maybe part of the coloration of the paper that I was burning. But I wondered about what goes up the chimney. Is that something that's not burned? So you're saying smoke. How many people have heard that? I've never heard this before. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's what smoke is. Smoke is just the finest of ash.
Mm.
So, and of course, because it has virtually no weight.
Right.
Relatively speaking, the force of the heat going up carries the smoke with it.
So it goes up into the sky, presumably it dissipates, but it's captured someplace. If it's going up there, it's captured somehow, or it comes back down in some form. If it goes up, does it get captured by the cloud? Let's say it's a heavy day,
cause.
It's a cloudy day or a rainy day. The stuff's going to be absorbed right away.
Well,
and
it causes the condensation. Yeah. The water vapor will condense on the ash itself and actually cause rain.
All right. So what does it do to our bodies? What does it do if we're breathing this stuff in? What the heck's it doing to our body?
Well, it starts to build up inside the lungs. It's, you know, it's like it, with the smoke that from a cigarette, the smoke from a cigarette, the smoke from pipes, cigars, these kinds of things. Usually you don't inhale a cigar or a pipe, but when you inhale a cigarette, all that particulate matter gets in there. And one of the first things that happens with cigarette smoke is a stunting of the cilia that lines the lining of the lungs, the little tiny hairs that are constantly waving up towards the bronchi, up towards
the trachea. That's what keeps you. So when you have what my mother had, emphysema, all those little cilii are covered with the tar from the tobacco.
Yeah, and the stuff starts to build up. That's what causes the lungs to eventually go black.
Right, and you can't exchange the oxygen that may come into your lungs through the normal breathing process cannot exchange with the in your lungs with the needed the blood supply needs oxygen.
Yes.
That's the redness that comes through your veins, the blue coming back is deoxygenated, right? And the red that goes out is what has been oxygenated and brings the light to your cells. Is that right?
That occurs in the smallest tissue structure of the lungs called the alveoli.
Right.
And so as the blood is just one cell away from the exposure to the air, the oxygen goes in, the carbon dioxide jumps off. As long as those little tissue surfaces themselves are clean and healthy.
Right.
I have there's a patient I take care of, a good friend of mine. He just comes. He's a veteran. He just came in the other day. So I just had my exam up at the Veterans Hospital, and I'm 70% obstructed with my emphysema. He says, "Is that a bad thing?"
Really?
he says because I say, "Can you still go up and down the stairs without losing your breath? Can you run around?" No, no, it's starting to hit me. And I said, "Well, then what are you asking me such a dumb question for? Of course it's a bad thing. You know, you're restricting further and further compartments of your lungs all the time, so you're having less oxygen exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these moments, you might have a serious spasm brought on by the smoking that you're doing, and then it's all over with."
Wow.
I mean, you know, is that a bad thing, 70% obstruction? Is that a bad thing?
My mother, when she died at the age of 50, the autopsy they brought us, they didn't have to do an autopsy because they knew. She actually died from blood poisoning because the exchange that we were just talking about, that's how I happen to know so much about it because of her experience, the exchange for the oxygen in the lungs to the blood wasn't taking place because all of the, from the cigarette smoke, that tar had covered up all of these little things that you were talking about in the lung, so there was no exchange possible, and she died of blood poisoning because the blood couldn't get cleansed.
Yes.
That was
exactly.
The official. So they took out a piece of her lung, and they showed it to my sisters and me, and it was like a burnt sponge. So if you ever think smoking is going to help you lose weight or some other really ridiculous, stupid thing that people use as an excuse, or it relaxes me, or whatever else people say about it, you're kidding yourself. As Jack pointed out to the soldier, you're just kidding yourself.
And your cigarettes have about 600 different ingredients in them, most of which is in the paper. And as soon as it ignites and it starts to burn, those 600 ingredients cause other chemical reactions to occur, where there's over 7,000 different chemicals, according to the American Lung Association, that you're breathing in that are not conducive to human life.
Oof. Okay. So the next item of interest, chicken pox. And what causes chicken pox? There has been an outbreak in several regions, not only in our country, but elsewhere around the world, of chicken pox.
Yeah, virtually harmless disease. I mean, absolutely harmless. It helps to strengthen the immune system. It's varicella. It's a virus. And, you know, nobody ever has a problem with this except the little tiny blisters that they get. But the thing is, the crazy thing about this now is that when you and I were growing up, back in the 50s, back in the 60s, people would get chicken pox. They would be sick for 3 or 4 days. They get a fever. They get the little blisters. We put little gloves on them so they don't pop the blisters and leave a scar. And then it's over with. And then they have a lifetime immunity to this. Mm-hmm. But now, because of the sterile lives that a lot of these parents in their 20s who are having, you know, the same age kids now getting this, they can't let them touch any dirt. They won't let them breathe any smoke. They won't let them near the mud. They won't let them near the ponds. And so they don't get these things now till they're later in life. And they're much more serious as adults than it was when they were children.
So the point is, let your children be exposed to
all
absolutely. Kinds of I know that you and I, we talked about this off the air, and half the time I can't remember whether I have conversations on the air or off the air about some of this. I'm beginning to think in the back of my mind that we had a part of this conversation last week, and I don't want to be redundant, but I knew that you had an interesting take on what this was all about. That's why I wanted to spend a moment on it. Let's talk about what creates the healthiest environment for your heart. This is something the supplement world says we ought to take fish, and then the anti-supplement world says, no, you don't need to take fish oil. Just eat a lot of fish. I meant in the earlier part of the statement, the suggestion is that we don't need to take fish oil supplements because they don't do any good. Eat the fish. And then, you know, how many other supplements can we go through that are of the cut out of the same cloth? If you believe that sort of thing. I just, you know, the heart is the most important organ, some people argue, the brain, they're all important, and they all need fish oil, as far as I can see, but they need other things too. What's the most important thing, and do we get it from eating it or supplementation? What's the one most important thing for a healthy heart?
When I decided to follow the course of treatment in my clinic that I provided for my patients, I went and copied somebody who was extremely successful at this, and I was successful from the get-go. Now, to answer your question, look at it historically in the human race when there was no heart disease. If you go back 100 years, heart disease wasn't even in the top 10 killers. Heart disease didn't start to show up until we started having white sugar and white flour. And what were our great-grandparents eating back then? They ate the farm animals, and they ate the food that the farm produced. What you grew on the farm. And so they had unprocessed foods, and when they ate the farm animals, they ate the fatty parts of that animal. And this whole concept of saturated animal fats being an enemy to mankind, it parallels the explosive rate of cardiovascular disease in this country. In fact, the first real research report that was written, I can't remember if it was New England Journal or the American Journal of Medicine, wasn't until just prior to World War I that the first real peer-reviewed medical journal report on cardiovascular disease showed up, and it was a doctor in Boston writing about this person who died that had this little pasty stuff in his coronary arteries, and he had never seen anything like that and wondered if anybody else had ever seen anything like that. That was 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, we've had this explosion. So now what people want to do, rather than adopt the diet of their great-grandparents that prevented all this stuff, they want to still have the modern diet.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, well, then we got to start supplementing. Then, of course, every time those things open up, free enterprise shows up, and someone's going to do it cheaper. And every time somebody does something on the cheap, you have to give up the integrity of the product.
Something has to give if you're doing it less expensively than the other guy. All right, let's talk about the latest Forbidden Doctor podcast. You've done a three-part series on vaccinations.
Yes.
And this is a highly, highly controversial. You would have zero agreement on your contention with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's another member of the gang here. He and you would not agree at all about this. I have my misgivings. I think there are some vaccinations that may be necessary. Polio certainly is one of them. I see my grandson exposed to some. My daughter said, okay, some vaccines, yeah, no to other vaccines. But the educated parents that do vaccinate their children, and some educated parents don't, what's their there's a real downside to doing this on in either of the directions you go in.
Well, the position that Mary and I are taking in our clinic and in the book that we just finished, Vaccines, How They Wreck Human Immunity, is for parents to come from an educated point of view.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do it, fine, but at least study the information that's available on how dangerous these things are. They are not safe, and for that matter, they're not effective. You just mentioned polio there a minute ago. The last polio outbreak to subside in this country was 1953, and the first polio vaccine didn't show up till 1954. As is the case with most of these diseases that we're vaccinating our children against, most of them had already had a 90% or greater decline in their presence before the vaccine.
See, that's
ever
the first time
started.
I ever heard that.
Oh,
I thought that I got my shot in 1954. Let's see, I was probably in the, what was I, in the third or fourth grade maybe at that point in time. I remember it hurt, but I was told that I would live a long, happy life because I got the vaccine, and I believe that from that day to today.
Yeah, well, that's the propaganda.
Thanks for screwing it up, Jack.
That's the propaganda that's out there. You know, if you go to Amazon.com and you just search in books for vaccines, you're going to see 20 to 25 books telling you the bad science behind it for any one book that wants to really promote it. I mean, the information's available. It's just, but it not believing in the efficacy of vaccines is like not believing in the law of gravity or not believing in the spherical shape of the earth as opposed to a flat earth. It's just one of those assumed things that we have in life because the propaganda for it has been so heavy.
You scare people. How would I not want to have my child immunized for all these bad things? My God, I'd be a bad parent if I didn't do it. And look at the people who are highlighted, some of the folks who believe that they ought not to vaccinate their children. A child gets sick. Maybe they belong to some religious sect and they don't believe in whatever.
Right.
And that's always up. That's played up by the news media.
Yeah, and so they're just a bunch of nutcases because
nutcase.
You know, look at them. they homeschool or believe in Jesus's efficacy for their salvation or something else like this, and they're immediately dismissed as crackpots.
Mm-hmm.
When another study I was reading not too long ago, the more educated parents are as far as postgraduate education is, the less likely they are to have their children vaccinated because these people actually read the studies.
Mm-hmm.
They actually read the reports. This last big measles outbreak here several months ago in California, the vast majority of those kids were vaccinated for measles.
All right, let's talk about long life enzymes for a moment. Jack and his wife have put together at theforbiddendoctor.com pancreatic vacation.
Yes.
As he describes it. And we got 30 seconds to tell everybody about his long life enzymes.
A patient yesterday who's been taking them for 3 weeks just raved about how much more energy she has now.
Right. And that's maybe enough.
Yeah. I said, do you understand the relationship between having the pancreas do its job? And it's twofold. One is to digest the proteins that you're eating, and to help to regulate sugar levels in the body.
All right, you want to get rid of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, bloating, that sort of thing? Go to theforbiddendoctor.com and order the Long Life Enzymes. Forbiddendoctor.com. Click on products and click on Long Life Energy Enzymes. Dr. Jack Stockwell here.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for us to visit with Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, here to explain to all those of you who have a bad attitude, there is a robot being developed to replace you. And if you're not there with a smile, and if you're not there to be efficient, there is a robot that will take your job. How many jobs are at risk? We'll find out from Greg in a moment here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Okay, the BBC reporting that 35% of jobs are at high risk to computerization over the next 20 years. So, what kind of jobs are we talking about? Probably is the first concern of many people. What say you?
Well, I'm actually looking at the list. This is a statistical analysis they've done. So you can actually, I'm going to post this on Twitter. You can type in your job and it'll tell you the likelihood that you will be replaced by a robot. The number one job likely to be replaced by a robot is, do you want to guess?
Hamburger helper.
That's in there pretty high, actually. Uh-huh. But the number one job, I think this is good news for everyone, including the person with this job, is a telephone salesperson.
Really?
Yes. Because, obviously, a robot can dial the phone, talk to you, and take your order. It can hear what you say.
Yeah, right. They do a great job. Every time you call Verizon, right? Don't you get you have a great warm feeling when you're talking to somebody there.
But Doug, nobody said it was going to do a better job. Great job. Yeah. They just said it was going to do the job, get it done, and do it cheaper.
Oh.
Right?
I see. Okay. Yeah,
this is not about cheap. Great. This not is about great. Cheap. Yeah.
Right. This is, I told a story on the air yesterday about going down State Route 241 in California in Orange County near Irvine. The road, it comes off of 133, which comes off of the 5, and you don't know when you get on it that it's a toll road.
Mm.
No sign. That it's a toll road that you can't pay cash on. What they tell you when you get on the road is you have to pay by using one of two devices that you have to apply for and get. So those of us who come from out of state get on the road, and then afterwards we find out we have to go to a website. I challenge you to go to this website and figure out by looking at it how to pay what you're supposed to pay in order to use that road. It is incredible, the arrogance of that sort of thinking and direction. And yet then this is technology. This is they don't have any human beings involved in this whatsoever. None.
And you'll be interested to know that the website designer has a very low risk of being replaced by a robot.
Yeah, right. Okay, there you go.
So, I mean, this kind of change is inevitable. There's, the tide has turned. It's happening.
Yep.
And those kinds of scenarios are going to be increasingly part of our life.
As people demand more money for a job that doesn't deserve more money, they'll be replaced by something that doesn't get paid at all. So there.
There you go.
Google has been found guilty in Russia in an antitrust probe. This is kind of an interesting story. The Russian competitor is Yandex. So there's Google over there, and then there's Yandex. And apparently they abused their dominant position in the market, says the Russian court. So what does that mean to us over here? Probably not too much, except that Google stock in Russia won't be worth much. Right?
I think if you're a Google stockholder, I would not panic this morning.
No, I think that's probably true. Here's Greg Stebbins here with us on Good Day about technology.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.